Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. Welcome. It is just a few days after Christmas. I hope everybody had a great Christmas for 2016. You know, there's a lot of good things that happened, and one terrible thing that happened today that we'll talk about in just a little bit. But first, let me introduce my crew. Of course, to my far right is Gannon, the punk rock superstar. He is in the house. He's not in his normal position next to me, but he is here. Also joining us tonight
Let's make it clear. That's illegal because he actually is your far right.
Gotcha. Gannon is here, the punk rock superstar, our gaming guru, the man himself, Foreman, is in the house, and the chairman of the comic book board is here as well. It is Alika, the man who runs Maui Comics and Collectibles. And if you're wondering who the pretty lady happens to be that's sitting next to me,
well, it's me.
Well, other than him,
you are.
We are very, very honored to have, in our minds, as young teenage boys, a very talented
make it creepy.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it a little creepy. very talented, and also a woman that kind of ended up in my dreams sometimes when I was like,
Good job.
I did. Stuck the landing.
And that's
good
the
job.
Show, everybody.
I stick the landing. Galen George is in the house, and we will get into her career in Hollywood in very, very shortly. She is joining us tonight. I'm so glad she's here. Local girl, by the way, and we'll talk about her career in Hollywood. Where she grew up and all the other great stuff, and that's going to be coming up very shortly. But first, I want to make sure that you guys are following us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. Make sure you guys are watching us on YouTube. Of course, that's YouTube, and you check us out and search us at NerdWatch Nation. And of course, please, by all means, please check us out at patreon.com/nerdwatch and support local podcasts and local YouTube channels.
It's more importantly, support ours.
Support ours in particular. That's right. It's patreon.com/thenerdwatch. So please, by all means, support us there. Anyway, before we get started, how was everyone's Christmas? Is everyone's Christmas okay?
Of course.
What'd you get?
Stuff.
Warm feelings.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got,
too. We didn't really do, like, much gifts this year. It was weird.
Really?
Yeah, the food was the big thing.
Really? Okay. What about you, Foreman? Anything exciting?
I'm still suffering from paralysis.
Partially
paralysis,
comatose.
Canuck attacks. Gotcha. What about you, Mr. Gannon?
I feel really bad because anything I'm going to say is just going to make it sound like these guys have horrible significant others.
Sure.
My girlfriend's taking me to Vegas next month.
You're freaking
loser. You win.
She dumped it on me. I was like,
I'll give it to her.
You heard that, babe? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas.
Vegas. Vegas, huh?
Yep.
Wow, that's
surprised me with the trip to Vegas.
And so that trip
she coordinated
to,
with my boss and everything.
There is no ulterior motives on that at all. There's nothing. Huh? There's no ulterior motives at all.
I know
that?
You guys are gonna
wedding.
Like we're
wedding
gonna elope or something.
No. Shotgun wedding? No.
No.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of technicalities to that story. I'd rather not say while we're on camera.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. I'm just making sure. I wasn't sure. She's whisking you away. That's why I was kind of curious.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now,
you just don't
know. I'm a spoiled, rotten boy.
Wow, you are, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
All the rock stars get, like, chicks.
You gotta just be a jerk.
I know, total jerk. Galen,
he's actually
my dear,
a nice guy.
How was your Christmas?
Let's see. My Christmas
was the feast.
Oh,
yeah,
nice,
yummy.
And you are you're staying in Maui. How long have you been here? I can hear you just fine. You're staying in Maui. How long have you been here already?
Let's see. I came out here beginning of July. Then I went back. I was here for 3 months. Then I went to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Then I keep going back and forth. So
here's my most important
she
question.
Just missed the Maui Comic Con.
Did she really?
Yeah.
I
was talking about trying
weekend.
To make it for that.
Oh,
we could have had her.
See,
yeah.
That leads into my question. What the hell brought you into Maui Comics and Collectibles?
This place is such a weird magnet for celebrities.
What made you hallow these doors?
She meant to go to the bar. She just missed.
Yeah.
I know. What? I was over at Akaku. The station there, and I was walking by, and I went, wait, what comic? Oh, mm-hmm. And I said, oh, and I had heard there had been a Comic-Con from my niece, mm-hmm. Sakaya, and then I thought, oh, well, maybe I could be in it, participate in it following
we
year.
We would be so,
and so
grateful to have you
I
next
said,
year.
Oh, I bet they'll know about it in the comic store, so I came in, and then we started talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said he knew nothing about it and he wished you away.
He did. He was rude. He was rude.
Totally.
Very rude.
I was off my game that day.
Oh, sorry. Well,
that's always your excuse.
Well, listen, if you're in town next year, we would love to have you at the Maui Comic Con.
Such an honor.
The second annual Maui Comic Con, which would be great.
Do you get annoyed by nerdy fans, though? Because it takes special. You know what I mean?
Well, only creepy guys that say that she's been in our dreams kind of stuff. Yeah. Those kind of guys? Yeah. You know? Those guys are weird and awkward. That's
And stop speaking for us, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Stop it.
I meant me. Sorry.
You say stuff like that, speak for yourself.
Okay, just me. Okay. Listen, before we get into talking and getting into Galen's career, let's do something first, really quick, and then we'll get into the comic books of the week. Of course, we want to recognize the passing of a princess that happened today. Carrie Fisher, unfortunately passed away. She will be forever remembered for all the nerds out there. Our very first princess, Princess Leia, of course. So, just want to say any passing thoughts from any of you folks before we move on. I didn't want to take too much time because I didn't want it to be a somber show, but it's going to be sad that, but you know what's great?
Bring
you know
the
what's
house
great?
Down.
Let me tell you something. Here's what's great though. It's great is that we will be able to see her on screen next year in December, where she will have her final bow as Princess Leia in Episode 8, which is super cool. So I think that's if there's a silver lining to this dark cloud, that's great.
Although if I can darken that lining.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks.
Spoilers.
Princess Leia makes it to the end of Episode 8,
yeah,
don't think she'll be in Episode 9.
Right. No, I think we'll get the Rogue One CGI.
Oh, yeah, had to.
I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, she will forever be on our hearts. And, of course, it's a shame that she passed. And she will definitely be missed. And, by the way, if there's one movie that I recommend anybody watch that is not Star Wars that she is in, she's in she wrote the book Postcards from the Edge.
I had no idea about that. When they were talking about her resume, I was like, wow.
She
was a script doctor? Like she
used
helped
to punch up scripts.
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
I had no idea.
She's talented. She's super funny. She's in a movie that I thought was really funny because it came out when I was younger. She's in a movie with Chevy Chase called Under the Rainbow. If no one has ever
really?
Seen that,
I've never,
it no. is weird. It's a madcap screwball comedy. If you've never seen it before, she's in it. She's gorgeous. Chevy Chase is funny. It's really strange, and it's totally weird. Billy Barty's in it. It's great. It's called Under the Rainbow. It's fantastic. I like it a lot. I mean, it's not a great
as
film.
We all
it's good.
Know it. Billy Barty's in it.
That's right.
Yeah, you got really excited about that part.
Billy Barty, right? The guy from Masters of the Universe is in it. It's great. So
not the guy.
Oh, now I am excited.
Man. Yeah, right. But anyway, Princess, you shall be missed. And of course, we are a nerd podcast, but we also want to recognize the passing of George Michael on Christmas Day, no less. How crazy
Yikes.
Is that? Always loved his music. Very talented individual. I don't care what anybody says. Wham was one of the first boy bands, and they were awesome.
Can I point something funny out that came out about that, though?
What's that?
Have you seen Sarah Michelle Gellar's Twitter mistake?
No.
I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember exactly what she had did or done, but she in quotes she put, what was it? Do you really want to hurt me? R.I.P. Boy George.
Oh no!
She
oh,
got
no.
the two of them confused.
That's terrible.
Now at first I was just like, oh, that's,
George
that's
and such. George,
but I'm like, Sarah Michelle Gellar is 40,
forgivable,
not pushing 40. She has no excuse to make that mistake.
Oh goodness
she
gracious!
She did it right away.
She did it right away after the
forgive and forget
part about it.
All right. Well, George.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
When you're famous, you don't get that.
That's right.
You get like 3 nanoseconds. Someone's already screenshotted it.
What's great about some of these? What's great about some of these guys that pass, of course, that are in the entertainment industry, is that their music and or their movies will live on, even though they don't, and they will be enshrined in their own musical and or movie history, which is very cool. So, anyway, you guys shall be missed. Thank God, 2016 is almost over.
Stanley just turned 94, so hang in there, Stan.
Don't even mention
there.
His name.
Stop it. Goodness gracious. Anyway, let's get right to it. Maui Comics and Collectibles here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului is the place to be. If you want comic books and or retro toys and games, get your last 25-cent comic books. The month is almost out. It is, of course, Tuesday. We're 20% off Tuesday. And, of course, tomorrow...
Everything's 20% off until the end of the year.
That's true. And then tomorrow, everything gets jacked up to the original price. And it's... And
I can't
it's
wait.
New Comic Book Wednesday. let's go over a couple of things happening here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. What new comics can we expect this Wednesday, sir?
All-Star Batman number 5. I'm just going to hit the highlights here.
Yeah, hit the highlights, baby. Right.
Civil War 2 number 8 of 8, the finale of Civil War 2, finally. You can read the rest of the tie-ins without spoilers. Dark Knight 3 Master Race number 7 of 8. That's almost over. We've got the trade paperback of Disney's Darkwing Duck. I just want to give a shout-out to Aaron Sparrow and James Silvani. They have a hashtag, hashtag save Darkwing right now.
I am so happy you brought that up. That I'm so glad you brought that up because we love Tad, we love Aaron, and we love James, and they're thinking about...
And we're not just saying that because we've met them.
No, it's just that they're a very smart and funny bunch of guys, very genuine, too, and they are thinking about canceling the Darkwing Duck comic.
They're not thinking about canceling it, but they haven't been renewed beyond issue 8 yet.
Yeah.
And they've been... hinted at that the sales of the trade paperback, which is coming out tomorrow, are going to be...
The forebearer of what's
If we can hashtag save Darkwing, everybody come and show your support by pick up a trade or order a trade. And you know, James Silvani lives on island, so he'll sign up for you.
Yeah, he will.
Aaron loves Maui, so he'll come back.
And we'll have James in here sometime, too.
Of course. He's always around.
Yeah. Anything else?
Ghost Rider number 2. Uh-huh. Swan. Hulk number 1 is coming out. There's a new Hulk. That's a female Hulk, right? But it's not She-Hulk. It's just called Hulk. Is it a different female Hulk?
That's kind of confusing, though, because there is a She-Hulk, right?
So there's Hulk and the She-Hulk.
So there's Hulk and She-Hulk, but they're both girls.
I think it's She-Hulk, but they're just calling her Hulk now.
That's strange.
Maybe.
Weird.
I don't know.
It's a PC age we live in.
Ms. Pac-Man's gonna drop the Ms. next.
Yeah, Ms. is gonna drop the Ms. Ms. Pac-Man.
Why can't I be Pac-Man?
That's awesome.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 10. Monstrous number 9. That's a big hit. Saga number 41. Also a huge hit lately. Spider-Man Deadpool number 12. Star Wars number 26. Rest in peace, Princess Leia. And that's about it for the highlights.
Fantastic. Well, that's it. Come check it out at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. If you happen... He also, by the way, Alika ships. So if you're listening to us across the pond...
He said ships.
I did say
the
ships.
The audio's pretty good. I think
said a little too quick.
I just want to make sure we're enunciating. I think they got it. check him out online as well. You can check him out on Facebook at Maui Comics and Collectibles. If there's something here that he has that you can't get overseas, if you're listening to us, he can ship it out, not a problem. So check him out, Maui Comics and Collectibles on Facebook. Give him a call, and he can take care of you too. So check that out. Anyway, now let's get to the real highlight of the show.
Yeah, of course.
Shall we? Galen George is here. Story career in Hollywood, which is continuing, as a matter of fact. And we're going to talk to her about what's going on with her and her career. And we'll talk a little bit about first. You are a local girl, you were born in California, yes? What part of California were you born
in? Yes, in Los Angeles.
You were born in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
You and I have similar stories. I was born in L.A. too. I was born in Canoga Park.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was raised out here, kind of like you were. Okay. Were you raised in Maui, Oahu, Big Island?
The Big Island and Oahu.
Oh, Big Island and Oahu. Mm-hmm. So mom, dad from the islands, or both of them, or one of them?
Both of them from Los Angeles.
They're both from L.A. So what brought you out here?
My parents, yeah. An airplane.
As you can tell, he's a smart ass on the show.
My parents wanted to leave the busy city of Los Angeles, and so we were headed to Fiji, and we stopped in Hawaii, and we never left.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, and you were raised here, and what where did you go to school out here? What did you go to high school out here? Or?
On the Big Island, I went to Waikea Middle School. And then on Oahu, I went to Kailua Middle School. I went to Haula Haula. I went to Stevenson Middle School, and I went to Kalani High School.
Oh, you went to Kalani High School.
For
wow.
A short while.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. Uh-huh. So you were there for a while, and then did you graduate in the islands as
no,
well?
No, in Los Angeles.
You, so what you guys, you went back to L.A. What brought you back to going back to California?
Let's see. My parents then wanted us to have more exposure to the creative arts and
sure.
creativity. And
so are your folks artists and or music makers and or actors or what?
Yes, my father, he graduated from UCLA Film School, documentary filmmaker.
Crazy.
And he made a couple features. And my mom was, I mean, she's still creative. She was a dancer, model, actress. So
wow. So it's it. So what you're saying is it's in your blood.
Yes.
What you're saying. Yeah. So so you went back to LA, and when did you decide that you wanted to get your first taste of acting? When did that bug kind of hit you?
Of acting. Well, I was quite young because that was on the Big Island mm-hmm. in Hilo. Mm-hmm. My parents did a theater for youth program mm-hmm. and so we used to do plays in Hilo, and so it was the youth theater, Hawaii Youth Theater, so that's when I started. Then on Oahu, that's right, I did a play, The Phantom Toll Booth,
of course,
yeah, up in
classic book,
yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, we did that.
So you
what
were
year, what year about was
that's
that
what I'm trying to think. It was in Manoa Valley. There was a theater in there. That was a while ago, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you were young, you already were doing the acting bit.
Yeah.
You were getting ready for that. Uh-huh. So when you went to LA, did you think that you were going to be doing this your whole life, or were you in school studying to be something else? Do you remember?
Oh, you know, that's right. I was thinking about it.
You were.
That's right. I was thinking about it then. Yeah.
So were you going out on were you going out for parts at the time, or were the things that you were looking for? Or?
Well, no, at first, because I was because I'm a dancer, I was on scholarship at some dance studios in Hollywood.
Oh, crazy.
And we weren't allowed to audition for television or film. We weren't allowed until we graduated, because it was an intensive program.
Sure. So, were they going to like were those when you graduated from those dance schools, you were going on to like doing ballets or the Bolshoi?
No, I was. This was in Hollywood, so it was more commercial.
Oh, commercial. Television. Okay.
So you've got all kind of dancers, like Peter Tram, who was the double for Kevin Bacon in Footloose, came out of there. Maureen Jahan, that did the doubling for Jennifer Beals in Flashdance, came out of there.
Cool.
What choreographers? Oh my gosh, so many choreographers and famous.
Jennifer Lopez was a fly girl on Living Color.
Yeah, she was.
So did that. I
Michelle Whitney Morrison danced alongside her there.
Oh.
She came out of Dupre.
There you go.
Yeah, there's.
The dance industry is huge in LA.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, crazy.
Yeah.
So did you end up graduating from that dance school?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you, were you, so were you going out for commercials or anything like that? Doing, what were you doing with
Let's
that?
See, the first thing I went out for was a video. I think the first thing I did was ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
That's so cool.
I think that was the first.
Really?
That was the first project I did, yeah.
Crazy.
I think that was the first thing.
So you shot the video with the boys.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love ZZ Top because they, number one, they have great music. And number two, one of the guys is a wrestling fan, so I'm on his.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. He's a huge wrestling fan, so
that's
down
what drew
with
you
him.
To him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what drew me to him. You were, I'm assuming you were quite the, you were very good dancer. So you did one video, and did you go, you know what, I like this, I'm going to do this again. What were you going out after that for?
Yeah, I got that. And then I kept going, I do, let's see, quite a few videos. I did Lionel Richie All Night Long.
Yeah.
That was probably the second thing I did. I did that, and then I did a commercial with Nicolette Sheridan.
Oh.
I did a commercial. That was my first commercial. I don't remember who the other girl was. That was my first big, like, I went out on that, got those, and then it just kept going.
Right, right. It kind of like, once it rains, it pours and kind of thing. So when all of a sudden did you go, you know what? This dancing thing is great, but I am I really digging this acting thing. When did that happen?
Oh, then let's see. Then I went to Italy because mm-hmm. I danced on Italian television.
Oh, cool.
Out there, and I was a showgirl, and on this show called Fantastico. Fantastico. Con Lorella Cucarini. Pippo Baudo. There's a Saturday night show. Really huge. Millions of people live. Not wow. No delay. No tape delay. Just live on air.
Wow.
I think we were Saturday night, like 25 million people watched the show. So it was really popular. And I was a showgirl and danced. And it was
How long
great.
Were you doing that?
God, I did that for a season, then I did another show, then I did a film there, all in Italy.
How great is Italy?
Oh, it's the food. Mangia, mangia, hey, stay together, you know, hey, they're like that. Oh.
What part of Italy were you shooting in?
Aroma.
Oh, okay. So is that in Italy? You're having a good experience in Italy.
Yes.
Now, when did you come back? Or when were you on your way back to California?
Then I left that. Then I came back after that. That was a few years. I was back and forth there four or five years. And then I came back. What was like the first thing I did? I started auditioning for television and film. Maybe Amazing Stories was in the beginning. And
what? Do you remember the story that you were on Amazing Stories?
I remember I'm a half woman on a table.
Oh, so it's like a freak show storyline,
yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
And then he turns
That's
and I'm
cool.
like this half woman with a bathing suit top on and I'm reaching.
That's awesome.
I think it's the John
I absolutely
Cryer,
love that show.
Oh, John Cryer one. That's the one with That's the one with John Cryer and Christopher Lloyd, I think. Am I thinking of the right one? Yeah, where he's a school teacher, I think.
It's been a while. I haven't seen them since they were
Listen, it's on
there.
Netflix right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. No. Amazing Stories is on Netflix, I think.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God, I love that. I love that show.
Awesome.
That
so
is
good.
Not true.
It is totally true. All right, so you were
eventually.
You were on Amazing Stories. Awesome.
Awesome.
So what came next for you as far as the acting?
Do you have my IMDb?
I have stuff on here, but there's
I don't know if you're going to get upset that we printed it.
No, I've got stuff on here. I just because
I can't remember the sequence.
No, you don't have to remember the sequence. Okay, what was impressionable to you? What did you say? What were the auditions that you went on that you were like, man, this is something that I really wanted to do?
Let's see.
I don't think it printed in chronological order.
It sure didn't, huh? Well, right away, RoboCop 2 sticks out.
Okay.
And you just did a documentary for that too, right?
Yes, I did a documentary. That's called RoboDoc.
RoboDoc.
Yeah, RoboDoc.
Awesome name.
Is that RoboDoc. The new reissue for that? The Blu-ray that's coming out?
The Blu-ray, yeah, that's coming out too.
Fantastic.
I saw the poster. I have a great. I'm on the poster too.
That is
she showed
awesome.
Me the image of the red.
The red poster. Yeah.
So RoboCop 2, of course, is one of the ones that sticks out in my head as well. You played the nuke addicted, I guess you could say, henchwoman or villain, as it were. How did that go?
That
was
went
enjoyable.
Yeah, that went great. Right away, at the audition, when I met Irvin Kershner, the director, you know, Empire Strikes Back.
See, that's what I wanted to know. How cool is working with Irvin Kershner? I mean, as nerds, we all know him from Empire Strikes Back. Very few people other than nerds know that he also
He's
was
got a history of making killer sequels.
So, I mean, you know, how was it working with him?
I liked him right away when I first met him in the audition, and I went in the audition and, you know, was reading, and at the end of the audition he asked me, he said, well, what would you do if some, you know, bad guys came up to attack you or something, what would you do? And because I'm a dancer, I stuck my leg out like this and I kicked like this, like really fast, ha, like that. Nice. And he started cracking up and I laughed and he laughed and that was it. I think that's what got me the part.
We just had a good rapport.
We had a good rapport.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
We had a good rapport right
that's
away.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So being on those sets, what's it like for you? Is it very is it intensive or is it a little more? Is there a little more collaborative? How's it being on the set with everybody and, you know, kind of working together in that respect?
I mean, there's a real focus. It's really focused, especially on RoboCop 2. I mean, there was a focus because there was a lot of footage each day, and we seemed to do 14-hour, 16-hour days.
Wow.
When I was on, we were down in Houston shooting, so it was really focused. But, you know, everybody's laughing, and Tom Noonan, who played Kane, and Gabriel Damon. I remember we would, you know, sit on our trailer steps and kind of.
Peter Weller was probably the only guy not laughing and having a good time.
He was pretty focused.
Yeah, I, first of all, I love Tom
Newton. He also had to wear that suit in, what, Texas?
Yeah.
Poor devil.
I know. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. So you get RoboCop 2, and you're sharing the big screen with some, you know, with some fairly big names. I mean, RoboCop was such a huge hit, so you being on the sequel is pretty must have been pretty exciting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so when you end up picking, do you pick these projects, or are you like, I'm just going to go out for, if you see something that's like, hey, I think I'm going to do this or do this, or do you, are you more introspective about what you pick?
At that time, I was, whenever a film, television, sometimes you can sometimes be a little more hesitant, but a film, whenever there's a film and then there's a director that has a track record and some quality like that, I definitely wanted to go out and meet the director.
Sure. Definitely. Now, I don't want to jump ahead at all, but of course, one of my favorite underrated movies that no one ever talks about, like ever, that you're in.
It's going to be a movie that I talk about.
No,
all
it
the
probably
time.
Is. And on top of that, you were gorgeous. Judgment Night, awesome.
Oh, that is a great movie. Yes.
Judgment Night movie. Is fantastic.
You're
I do not
the
think
only
I,
one that ever talks about it.
I know. I was like, I mean, most people don't. I think it's an underrated classic. I think people.
It's,
do not
you don't
talk
really
about
hear
that.
Much about it.
You don't.
But it's such a good movie.
It's such
a solid movie.
Good movie, and you were so good in it. What drew you to want to do Judgment Night?
I liked the director right away when I met him. I mean, he put me through the audition process. Was really intense,
right.
And it was at his home. I remember up in Hollywood, Stephen Hopkins.
Right.
And the audition process was intense, and so I wanted to do it, and it just worked, you know.
Right.
It worked, and so I was in.
Yeah, it's supremely intense. It's a great little exciting, suspenseful film that I think not a lot of people realize. Exists, to be honest with you. I think
really?
I tell you what, Stephen Hopkins gets known.
Well, I guess, I mean.
Stephen Hopkins always gets, pointed out for doing Predator 2. He gets pointed out for doing Ghost in the Darkness.
Or Elm Street 5.
Right, of course. But he never seems to get any love for Judgment Night.
Do you know See, I'm not the, with the film like circle
not
with
to
you
get
guys,
into
so
a
I
tangent
just, like,
about
love
it.
That movie.
But I think a lot of that is because the soundtrack was so amazing. That
yes.
The soundtrack
yes.
had a bigger cult following than the movie did at yes. a certain point.
Yeah, that, no, that is.
Because
that,
if you really think
the soundtrack
about
was good
the
too.
History of that That's movie, right. the soundtrack right. was huge.
Absolutely. That movie kind of aligns the same with me as.
It was such a block. Blockbuster in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's like hard for me not to think that.
Whenever I think Judgment, my double feature for that would always be Judgment Night and the movie by Walter Hill, which is one of my favorite directors, Trespass with Ice-T.
I didn't even watch that movie.
I'm sorry,
I didn't watch
it. It's awesome. But anyway, yeah, Judgment Night is one of those great movies that I think a lot of people don't. I haven't had an opportunity to see, and definitely should, because it is so good. And you were, by the way, you were great in it. So, you know, Clarissa, right? You was the name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's how much.
And he's not just saying that because you're here.
Yeah, no. I was trying to remember
Angela
the name of it.
Alvarado.
Yes, yes. So, you went into Judgment Night, and then you did RoboCop 2. And then...
Hold on. And correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't RoboCop 2 the last thing that played at the Maui Theater before it became a church?
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure it was. Because
that was the last movie.
Right, yeah.
You're right.
Because I saw RoboCop 2 one time only in the theater, and that was the last thing. It was a double feature with that and the movie Hardwire. So you were the last person I ever got to see in that theater on screen.
Whoa. Hardwire with Pierce Brosnan?
No,
that movie?
That
oh, no. Okay.
Hardware. I'm sorry. Not Hardware.
Hardware. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
It just
gotcha.
Hit me now. I was like, RoboCop 2 is the last thing I saw in that theater. Right? Closed.
Apparently, after RoboCop 2, that theater needed to be cleansed, and it got turned into a church.
Yeah. They're still working on it.
They're still working on it, yeah. So for you, you seem to be in a lot of really – cool,
amazing,
nerdy stuff that
I'm,
we love.
See, I don't follow movies, so I like, you know, when Galen came into the comic store, and of course, I have, you know, I'm not good at spotting actors. There's probably been like all these famous people that have come in here. And I have no idea.
Right, but she
was nice enough to clue me in and tell me. And I was like, RoboCop. Yes, RoboCop 2, of course.
Right.
Because she looks so familiar. And I'm pretty sure you look familiar from some of the TV show stuff that I, you know. But I'm not like a cinema guy, so I don't remember anybody's names or, you know, all this director
stuff.
Speaking of television,
shame on me, though, because I'm a huge Lost fan. What episode were you in? I don't remember you in Lost. But Kevin I saw you meets, in there.
Kevin meets, what's it called?
Here, the mic, I can't hear you on the...
It's called Kevin Meets Johnson. So Kevin Meets, I'm a nurse. What happens in
Is that the one where the married couple they find that are... That's the thing.
I'm a huge Lost fan, but when I saw her on there, I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I missed her in that.
So far, my favorite thing about this interview with Galen is the fact that she's not pretentious, not to be... Not
no, and that's why... So what IMDb. I was saying is...
To be fair, look at how many things
I know,
she was
so
in.
Well, here's the thing.
I can't remember all of that.
She came
meet
in
Kevin
here...
Meet Kevin Johnson. That's okay. The episode.
She came in here when she first came into Molly Comics a couple weeks ago, and, you know, of course, I'm a dummy. I have no idea. And, like, I should be in awe of her of, like, and she, you know, she's, like, very humbly, oh, I was in RoboCop 2, and I was like, what?
I would have
been. And then she said, like, a couple other movies, and I was, like, you know, kind of a little clueless, because I'm, like, you know, I'm not, like, a cinemaphile like you guys. I don't remember everything about movies. And then I go and look up her IMDb after she leaves, and I'm like, what the crap? It's like everything I liked on TV and in the movies that growing up.
Twin Peaks, too, is on there. Right?
I just started watching Twin Peaks, by the way. I haven't finished
and
Twin
Mantis,
Peaks.
And Mantis, which apparently I'm the only person on this table that likes. I love Mantis. No one else does.
Technically, you are the only one that likes Mantis.
I love Mantis. I'm not going to even apologize for it.
Let me tell you something.
I got to check it out.
When Alika texts me, and he said, well, to further engage.
I set it up because I was like, I didn't know that Galen George was a known name.
Sure.
Forgive me.
So when he.
And so I try. I set it up with some like, and she was in this, and he's like, I know who that is.
Yeah, yeah. So to further ingratiate myself to you, as soon as he said Galen George, I was like, not even. You mean the girl from RoboCop? She was in the Star. It's like, what are you talking about? So, of course, I knew exactly who it was, and I said, as soon as he said, oh, she wants to come in and talk to us. I said, yeah, of course.
I had
whatever.
The presence of mind to beg her for an interview.
Yeah, to beg her for an interview. No kidding. Now, you're also in a, you're also in a classic film. Which is classic. You're in Point Break with Keanu Reeves and Pat.
So classic. They tried to remake it.
FBI agent.
Yeah, yeah, The new Point Break stinks. Ugh. Anyway,
there's no new Point Break in this dope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, how'd you manage to get that part? Do you recall that?
See, I went in to meet. I guess it was a casting director. And then some guy that was sitting there. And I just talked to them, and I think I got it.
Was that it?
It was just kind of simple. Man. And
getting roles in Hollywood.
I know.
It's so easy.
It's so easy.
they heard she was in RoboCop 2 and Judge. Yeah.
You look great in a bikini. You got the total local girl vibe. Yeah, just give her a surfboard. Let's see what
Yeah, that's a Malibu Bikini Shop.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. Keanu, of course, is, I guess his folks are from Oahu, aren't they? Or his dad?
It's a Hawaiian name. He's got to have some kind of local ties.
Yeah, he's a local tie.
You don't hear him talk about it a lot.
No, not at
all. He's been there longer than he's been here at this point, I think.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, let's just go over a couple of things. You've been on, like you said, Mantis. You've been on Lost. You've been on the A-Team. Okay.
Really? What?
Yeah. That's She's right. been on the A-Team, dude.
Maybe that was
the
television thing?
Yeah.
That might have been the first television show.
Yeah, because that's got to predate
maybe that was
Amazing Stories.
Amazing Stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It could have.
Because A-Team was like 85, 84.
Because I was still at home. I lived with my parents.
Did you?
I lived at home when I did that.
You had to get a ride to the set.
Now,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the A-Team, which is such a great action show from the 80s, and then like I said, we could go over a ton of your work, but I want to know, because Alika's watching it now, Just because I want to know what it was like for you working on Twin Peaks, number one. And number two, I would like to know, did you actually get to work with David Lynch? Because he's like one of my other favorite directors. And is he as eccentric as he is portrayed at all? Or is he kind of more down-to-earth guy? I mean, did you even work with him at all?
Yes. Twin Peaks, I think I did three episodes. And one of the – oh, let's see. The one episode was the director – I wish I had someone to be looking it up. I did a film called Storyville afterwards. That director directed Storyville also. But David Lynch directed one of the episodes I did, or maybe two. And
Storyville's the one with James Spader.
Yeah,
right?
James Spader. Yeah. Uh-huh. And what's her name? Joanna Whaley Kilmer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and Jason Robards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I remember David Lynch being kind of – I thought he was kind of interesting, kind of introspective, but – okay, now you guys kind of go, you know.
Right.
You could tell he was really in the thought and it's the creative process. He really had a vision for each scene. And
that's
he wanted
crazy.
To, you know, have a certain quality. So I like that, you know.
Yeah.
It was creative and really focused.
Do you find that working with these different directors, how does it help hone your craft as far as being an actor? Or are you in it just for the enjoyment of loving what you're doing?
Well, that too. That too. And, the creative process, that's what I remember. I loved when I did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith because it was comedic. And Will was great because he liked to do improv.
Right.
You know, so you have the script, but then he'd go off the script.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you just got to follow and kind of go along. And
roll the punches.
Looking, yeah, and he's looking for the what's going to get the best laughs, mm-hmm. where the best. So that was fun because the show got funnier and funnier as right. we rehearsed that week. So by Friday, the showtime,
right.
I remember being in the dressing room. It was in Will's dressing room. They called the whole cast in, and we were in a circle. He had us everybody stand in a circle,
right?
You know, to hone the energy and let's get mm-hmm. ready for a good show. And I remember Will said he was really excited and he was happy because he said, "Okay, we've got a good show. This is a good show. You know, they know when it's a good show and it's going to get laughs and we're going to have a lot of fun." And we sure did.
Very cool. So you were on there for an episode, so it was enjoyable working with that cast of
yeah,
characters,
uh-huh.
as it were.
That was fun.
Very, very yeah. cool. Now. You're still working, as a matter of fact, as of now. You're currently doing television as we speak. What can we look out? What can we look for with you in it as of late?
Let's see. Well, what's coming up, I just shot. It's coming up in 2017. I think it's on ION TV. Mm-hmm. It's a television movie called The Wrong Student,
mm-hmm.
and it's it's kind of one of those mystery. I played a detective in it,
mm-hmm.
And there's young people, and there's murder, and it gets a little intense, and there's a love story, and I play a detective in there.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Now, you also, you told us off the air, on Facebook Live, actually, you're actually going to be in the second season of Colony.
Yes.
Which is a USA show, which is...
Getting a lot of chatter. I've heard a lot about
it's
it.
It's really good. What are you going to be doing in that one?
I have a nice scene. It's a really extended scene, and I play a meth addict. And that real character, I'm trying to remember the name of the director, Oyetunde, Nigerian director. I follow him on Twitter. I can't remember how to say his last name. And I play a meth addict, and because, you know, there's a colony and there's everything, the government's divided up, mm-hmm. and the controlling, mm-hmm. and I'm one of the like casualties because my daughter had been part of the rebels. And so the young man, the actor, he walks in and we have this scene, and I'm, you know, the director lit it really cool. You know, the drugs are all out there, mm-hmm. and the lighting's really dim, mm-hmm. and I'm like in this kind of slip in my hair, and it's just kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was so much fun.
I guess more meth addicts should look like Gayla George then, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, kind of glorifying it there a little bit.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah, okay, let me get that to the artistic part of it. So. But the thing is, when I did it, because I watched a lot of videos on YouTube of people dealing with meth, you know, with the mm-hmm. addiction of meth, and people that are documentaries and people that are really going through that, and it's really intense, and it's really really hard for people to get out of it and let go and be able to let sure. it go and put it down, and it gives people a really hard time. And so when I did the part, I dedicated it to those people that are suffering with that.
Sure, sure.
That was in my heart. That's the first time.
Well, here in the islands,
you know,
it's,
so, yeah,
it's been
yeah.
it's been a huge problem. I, you know, obviously on Big Island, it's even
more,
you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
The more isolated populations, for some reason, seem to have like a bigger problem with it. And at one point in the 90s, that was like really the height of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think the statistic was 10% of the island,
something like
the
that.
Islands
pretty
were
crazy.
On meth.
Yeah. Well, that it's very.
Things have actually gotten better since then, though.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I like the fact that you do all of these different and eclectic roles that you have. And one more thing I want to talk about before we get off the new stuff is that you are also doing, just like Gannon said earlier, you're doing RoboDoc, which is I can't wait to see. Do you? Would you happen to have a release date for us on that at all? Or when can we expect to see you in that?
What did they say? I've heard them. I think they said July 2017. You can on Twitter follow RoboDoc 2017, and there's a hashtag too, RoboDoc 2017.
Okay, good.
So I really can't wait for that.
I know, neither can I.
I'm
such a huge RoboCop
fan.
So excited. I am. Let's put it this way. I tell these guys all the time, I love the first RoboCop. After watching the first RoboCop, and listen, it's not against you. I saw a second one, and I was like, I cannot stand it. I hate this RoboCop. Except for Galen. She was awesome.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. But what's funny is these boys always say that I'm crazy. I went back and watched RoboCop 2, and it is a very different movie than the first one, but it's its own movie, and it's very much – it's more comic book than anything that I remember.
RoboCop 2 was the first one I saw as a kid because
really?
I wasn't allowed to watch RoboCop 1. I was too young. And so 2 was the first one I saw, and I loved it.
That VHS – came out just before my birthday at the time.
Right.
And I vividly remember this. I called the video store every 5 minutes trying to reserve it.
What's a video store?
So we would have it.
Just imagine
for my birthday.
Cannon. Do you guys have RoboCop?
They hated me. Right. And they got it 10 minutes before they closed. My dad threw me in my truck. We rushed just to make sure I had RoboCop 2 there for my birthday.
Right.
That's how much I love that movie.
Wow.
Back when that movie came out.
What does VHS stand for?
Doesn't matter.
I'm just kidding. Doesn't matter.
It's gone forever.
It's something hipsters sell for like $1,000 now.
Yeah, nice.
What's a cassette?
So expect RoboDoc in July. Galen will be on there, and they talk to you about your time on the in the movie and such as well, which is very kind of cool. Now, you have done a lot of work. What getting more into? Who are the people and who are the characters or the actors or the dancers? Who inspired you to do what you're doing? Who do you go when you watch something on television or on the big screen? You go, man, that's great. And you're like, you know, this is – I can pull from that, or I can take something away from those performances. Are there anybody when you were growing up or now or that you were like, hey, this is great?
Well, when I was growing up, musicals, because my mom – we watch a lot of musicals. So
yeah.
Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly and Sid Charisse and Debbie Allen and Donald O'Connor. Those.
Yeah, my father was the exact same. My dad very much pushed the arts on us. I mean, he was very much in that vein, and he loved musicals. I grew up with it. American in Paris, Singing in the Rain.
Yeah,
anything by Gene Kelly was...
Gene Kelly,
oh,
yeah.
My gosh. That's
yeah.
that's that guy is a consummate professional, yeah. An amazing
mm-hmm.
dancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, that's something that I truly remember, so I can totally relate to that. That's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you would love that, watching that stuff back in that era. Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about acting? When you're going for these roles, or anybody, you go, man, I think that I can take something away from those, or take.
Well,
something
now you know what I admire right now. I've been watching. I like to watch a lot of shows with English actors.
Mm.
The English actors, because there's just such subtlety that I like. That they. I was watching The Crown with John and John Lithgow.
Yes, yeah, good.
John Lithgow playing Winston Churchill. And then there was a scene with the painter and the photographer, and just the subtlety with those English actors.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the accent.
Yeah, it's the accent. It really helps. The accent
also,
is nice.
They also invented acting, so you know they have to be good at it.
That's very good. That's true.
Point taken, Gannon. Nice job. Anyway, other than those things, you also were here in the early 80s or late 80s, because if I'm not mistaken, you did, I think, maybe one or two episodes of Jake and the Fat Man, didn't you?
Oh my gosh.
Right? Am I right?
I think I just did. Oh my gosh.
Okay, good.
Right.
I thought it was just, right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Man, gee, you take Stalker to the whole new level.
Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to scare you. I just, you know.
It's funny that that's the one that made her be like, oh man, I did do that.
Oh, you got me.
Damn it.
No, man. Yeah, because
damn,
they were
IMDb.
Yeah, they were shooting Jake and the Fat Man here, yes, and of course that was a big show for a while. So in more ways than one, obviously.
you gotta get on Hawaii 5-0 now. That's happening out here. Again.
That's what I got an agent on Oahu. They're working on it.
Oh,
that's
good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
They're working on it.
We
heard it here first.
Yeah. No. Well, we have a comic book. We have an artist who does a lot of comic book art, who actually ends up being on the show.
Yeah,
as an
Theo
extra.
Lee. Theo lives on Oahu, so he does all the extra work. He's been like a different goon for different gangs in like several different episodes.
Right.
To be fair, it does look like he would cut somebody.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's true. Does, he looks like a ninja.
It kind of does. So, Galen, other than you're back, I would assume that you're back home, I'm guessing. Would you consider this Hawaii your home?
Yeah, it's home.
Now, other than this, what do you do in your downtime? What are the things that get your mind off of these? What do you enjoy doing other than your craft, as it were?
I like to dance, of course, all the time. I like to take dance class. Mm-hmm. When I'm in LA, I go to a place called Lula, Washington, and I take West African dance. I love that. I love to go to the beach.
It's not
sunshine,
a problem here.
You
should be able to do that every day.
Oh,
here.
I know. I love to go to the beach. I'm working on a youth project I've been working on for a while. A youth project with, based on the, I don't know if any of you remember from the 70s or you've heard of it, Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue.
Of course.
They did Free to Be You and Me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys ever heard of Free to Be You and Me?
Free to Be You and Me? You mean that girl, Marlo
Thomas? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Michael Jackson's in it and all. They did the album and the... So I'm working... I'm creating a project based on that model.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I hate to... I mean, I know I look young, but I'm 40. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Arrested Development sampled some of that. You know that?
That's all right. Yeah, absolutely. So you enjoy dancing is you would say is not just it's not only your passion but it's what you love doing. That's what you love doing. Wow. So do you teach?
I have. Yeah,
really?
I have.
Wow.
I have taught. Yeah.
Do you do that in LA and here, or just do you dance out here at all, or just in
yeah?
LA?
I dance when I can find a good. A good class. My sister is starting a workshop for a few weeks, so I've jumped into that.
Oh,
so dance
and she's out here too. Or?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So she live out in Maui or Oahu?
She lives here, and I have another sister here too. And I had another sister here too, but she moved. She's down in Peru.
So how many?
Sounds like a really big family.
Yeah, I was going to say how many?
And then another.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have three sisters and one brother.
Three sisters and one brother, mm-hmm. and they're all pretty much here, other than the one in Peru.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. So your roots are definitely in Hawaii, as it were. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So, I
knew that girl RoboCop too was a local girl.
I could totally tell.
Looks like she's from Hawaii.
So being out here, you've been. When do you go back to LA?
I am going back the end of January for a few weeks to do a I guess you call it a con.
Okay. You're doing a con. So you've done them before.
I've done two. I did Chillers in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. That was my first one. And then last year I did Star Trek Vegas.
You did Star Trek. That's because you were in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, right?
Voyager.
And Voyager.
Oh man, she's really done it all.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She is the nerd's dream.
Seriously, like when you read down her IMDb page, it's like, I love everything that's on this list.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking
at all the work that you've done, what I like about it is you're not afraid to do anything, which is super cool. It's not like you look at some people's IMDb and it's just like drama, 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 or it's action, 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 action. She's all over the gamut here. There's all kinds of stuff she's more than willing to do, and which is very cool. And I would assume that it only helps hone and make you a better actor and or dancer or what have you, for sure, right?
Yes, I agree, because you being flexible and playing different parts and different mannerisms with different people, and so yeah, it's great.
Yeah, for sure. So that is it's super cool. Did you like, just because I'm going to ask a dorky question, what was it like on the set of Star Trek? Just because I'm a total Star Trek nerd.
And we have Star Trek.
I haven't watched Star Trek, the TV show, so she's going to have to tell us what she played first.
Oh, gosh, okay. I play, what are the names of my characters? Kendra, that's on Stargate. Okay, I play Kendra. So wait a minute, I did an episode of Stargate. I should have looked this up. Let's see.
Was the Stargate one? Were you?
No.
Was that the Momoa?
No. She did Stargate SG-1, which is on Showtime.
Yeah, Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
And I play Kendra.
That's the Star Trek one, or the?
That's the Stargate
one.
Stargate Deep Space Nine, I play Corina.
Star Trek.
The episode's
Deep Space Nine,
The Visitor. That's the episode that's won the awards, and it's
Visitor. It's okay. Yeah. Deep Space Nine, The Visitor.
Yeah. And
that's for you, Alan. One of our customers here is a gigantic Star Wars, Star Trek.
Okay.
Star Wars.
How dare you? Yeah.
And
everyone knows
Star Trek Voyager. Mm-hmm. I played Nori. That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. The episode was
Different
Star Trek. Warlord. Yes. Yeah, Warlord. The episode was called Warlord.
Star Trek Voyager was a tough one for me to get behind as a Star Trek fan.
Well, I was a hard sell on Next Generation.
Really?
And I very slowly came around because it was my dad loved it, so that's I kind of didn't want to like it.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Voyager at the time, because I was such a when I was watching it, I was like, of course my reaction was, you could never have a girl be a captain of a starship. What's wrong with these people?
This is the Rush Limbaugh coming out.
So, of course, my apprehension. And then, of course, I go back and watch it. And Kate Mulgrew is so good in it. And she's so great. And, I have a new appreciation for Voyager. But Star Trek...
She's much better as Red on Orange is the New Black, though.
I agree with you.
I love her on that show.
She's quite a character.
What's great is that Galen is on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, which I think is the superior of all the shows. Other than the original, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, I think, is better than Voyager, and I think it's better than Next Generation.
Yeah,
Star Trek Deep Space Nine is...
That's a space station, right?
Yes.
That is what the pros of that show was, wasn't it? Yeah. It's
and
a
on
space
top of
station.
That, and on top of that, what no one ever talks about is that Benjamin Sisko was a badass captain. Was the second? Was
I've
probably,
seen a couple episodes.
He's awesome. Yeah. Benjamin Sisko is awesome. So anyway, sorry. I don't mean to nerd out. Sorry. Anyway, Galen. First of all, I would like to, if plead's the right word. please, next year we are, or this coming year we are doing another Maui Comic Con. We would love to have you, if you would be so inclined to be part of our program, that'd be great. If you could make it around your schedule, get that done, Alika.
Matter of fact, set it up when she's available.
Tentatively, it's the weekend before Halloween, so hopefully you'll be in the islands for Halloween. It'll work out, maybe. Hopefully,
yeah. Right. Weekend. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Weekend before Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's work on that.
We don't
want
to inconvenience you, but we would love to have you.
I'll keep it in mind.
If David Lynch calls her for
if you got to go back on the news, Twin Peaks,
or we gotta let her go.
Right. And we can do
the postpone the con.
Oh,
yeah. Seriously.
So the local girl can do. Yeah, we can do the whole. Oh, so we can make her feel bad.
And that's the other thing about the Maui Comic Con is we love to have people with local ties.
That's
like
what I'm
Steve
saying.
Lealoha, we got because his nephew is one of our friends of the store,
right,
and artist DJ Kiavikani.
That's why I said we could make Gaina feel super bad and go like, oh, so you can do cons in L.A., but you can't do it at home, huh? Totally do that. It'd be so awesome.
No, but you can't say it like that. You have to be like, all right.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we understand.
Star Trek cons got to come first. We got it. We know. But listen, you guys can – it's almost time for us to get out of here, if you can believe it. Galen,
I feel like we barely talked to her.
I know. It's crazy. You can check her out on ION TV in 2017. The movie's called The Wrong Student. She's going to be on an episode of Colony Season 2. If you have not seen it, watch it on Netflix. It is a great show. Get yourself prepared for Season 2 coming in January as well. And then, of course, RoboDoc. So what I'm gonna here's what's gonna happen is that I'm gonna buy RoboDoc, and when you're here, you're gonna sign it for me, which would be so awesome. Please. So RoboDoc coming out in July, and you said we can actually follow them on Twitter.
Yes.
RoboDoc 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Galen, before we let you go, my dear, anything else you'd like to push?
Yes.
Any place else that I can stock? I mean, sorry.
Okay. I was just going to say, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at GALYNGORG. My name, Galen George. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Galen George Official. Follow me on social media, and I post usually everything that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I like to follow different people that are artists and.
Right.
I did
check out your Instagram page, so, and I saw you had.
Of course you did.
Yeah. No, I was doing. It's called research. First of all,
I have good stuff on there.
Yeah, you do. You have great stuff. You have great stuff on there. And I'm not saying that in a creepy way. Anyway.
It wasn't until you just said that.
Yeah, now it totally made it creepy.
Now it's totally creepy. Well, Galen, in all seriousness, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. And we loved having you here. We'd love to have you back. If you ever want to just talk and shoot the proverbial shiz with the rest of us guys.
We'll just fire somebody. Yeah. Take their place.
That's super easy. Yeah, if you ever want to just talk shop or talk about movies that you watch, please. We would love to have you just hang out and hang out with the. You give us cred, so which is awesome. So thank you so much for being here. Please, guys, follow Galen right now on Instagram and Twitter at Galen George.
GALYN.
There you go.
G-O-R-G.
I was so glad you spelled that for me. When you said Galen George, that was not the spelling.
No,
G-A-L-Y-N.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
G-O-R-G. Yeah. There's no E's in there, guys. I'm not doing typos.
Right. So part of my nerd fantasy have come true. I've met the woman that was in RoboCop 2, Judgment Night, and the like. So that is really awesome. Please,
so much more.
Yeah, and so much more.
So
crazy.
Much more.
Please follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Galen, hope you follow us. And
she's out of here.
Yeah, she's totally out. She's never coming back, like, ever. Follow us on.
I'll see you at the con.
Yeah, yeah. Follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. You can follow us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch. So until next week, boys and girls, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys, aloha.